Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon says whatever the outcome of the Iranian nuclear talks may be, Iran is still going to be a major threat to this world. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Colonel Bob McGinnis, who serves the Pentagon as an advisor on strategic planning, says that the Iranian deal, whatever way it may come out, is going to put Iran in a position that they will impact the entire Middle East for the next 50 years. We're not going to see Iran go away as a threat to the Middle East or to any other part of the world. Here's what Bob had to say from the Pentagon.
I think that the Iranians have not backed down from their hegemonic view of not only the region, but of the broader world. Now, given that and given the eschatological views of, the Ali Khomeinis and the clerics that run that place, they see themselves as the helm of the world, and anything that interferes with that is to be dismissed. Lying to us, negotiating a treaty they don't have any intention of following through with, would make perfect sense given certainly their theology and the way in which they look at the world today.
That report from Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. I report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran will be a major threat in the future, according to Bible prophecy. Iran is mentioned as Persia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. Until 1936, Persia was the name for three states that we know today as Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. Iran is going to play a key role in the alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel. Deal or no deal, whatever the results may be, whether Iran abides by the deal or lies and does not abide by the decision made in the negotiations, there is going to be a threat continually from the Iranian Islamic Republic. Bible prophecy tells us that that will be the case. And as Bob McGinnis said, they are motivated by their own eschatology. Iranian eschatology comes from the belief that the 12th Imam will come back to power, he will raise from the dead, he will be the Mahdi, that's Arabic for Messiah, he will come forth into this world to set up a worldwide caliphate, a world dominion, which actually fits into the plan that the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote about some 2,500 years ago, that one of the major players would be the nation of Iran. God's word will be fulfilled. These talks, any deal that may come out of these talks, are simply setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...